Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with MPP Stephen Blais, who is the Orleans MPP. Thanks for agreeing to come on the show.
Yes, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us, just what have you asked of the officials who look into these kind of things, and what do you hope will happen?
Well, thank you. So I've actually written to the Auditor General of Ontario, because it was the Auditor General's report in the Greenbelt that first started us off down the road that the government's kind of been on the last year or so. And so in the city of Ottawa, throughout kind of 2020 and 2021, they were discussing the expansion of their urban boundary. And so that's the expansion of the area where you can start to see urban style housing developments, you know, the type of thing you see in Orleans and Barrhaven and, right, and Findlay Creek, etc. And as part of that process, the city of Ottawa said explicitly that they wanted to protect high-quality farmland and would not consider high-quality farmland for inclusion in the urban boundary. And they made a decision in early 2020 to include about 1,281 hectares of land. And then in later that year, I believe they actually voted on which parcels of land would be included. And, you know, that includes the Taywin lands, which I know are of interest to folks down in Carlsbad Springs in particular. Well, about a year later, the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, who has to sign off on the official plan, instead of signing off on it right away, he kind of kept it on his desk. And about a year later, he ordered that in addition to the 1,281 hectares that the city was interested in adding, that he chose another 654 hectares, so almost a 50% increase to add to the boundary. And there is one parcel in particular that is of grave concern. There's a 37-acre parcel in Orleans at 1177 Waters Road, which is, for those in Orleans, if you travel down Trim Road from Innis down to the highway, you turn right at Waters Road across from the Quickie, and you go down to that end of that road, and that road quickly stops looking like the rest of Orleans and quickly starts looking like, you know, farm country. And it is, because it is a farm. It's a very active farm. And the reason why this is so troubling is that in 2021, so while the city was in the process of confirming that this farm would never be developed as housing, it was purchased from the longtime farm family for $12.7 million by a shell company, 1177 Waters Development Limited, which is owned by a major construction company called the Verde Alliance Group of Companies. And after they purchased this parcel of land, the directors of the Verde Alliance and the directors of Waters Development Limited, which is their, which is the shell corporation, donated somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000 to the Conservative Party of Ontario and other Conservative Party riding associations in the province. And then, lo and behold, after having bought it for way less than you would buy land that is capable of being turned into neighborhoods, and after having donated, you know, tens and tens of thousands of dollars to the governing political party, the minister chose to include those lands in the urban boundary, which instantly, you know, tripled or quadrupled the value of the land, and obviously opens up the potential to build, you know, I think you probably put about 1,000 houses on that land if you were really smart about it. And so obviously the owners of that land are set to make tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. And so I've asked the Auditor General to look into that, because that looks pretty fishy. It smells pretty fishy. And normally if you're smelling fish, it's because there is fish. And in this case, the fish is a whole heck of a lot of insider knowledge and insider benefit, which is wrong.
So also, like you mentioned, that it was purchased for way less than development land, also purchased for way more than normal farmland, right?
Yeah, I think if you break it down, it's something like $150,000 an acre or something like that.
Instead of like the $15,000 that farmland, $15,000 to $20,000 that farmland normally is.
Yeah, But agricultural lands on the edge of Orleans, I think, sell for a different price than farmland kind of deeper in the rural communities. Developable land in Orleans right now, so vacant land that is able to be developed into homes where servicing is very close, like would be the case on Waters Road, I'm being told can be sold for anywhere between $500,000 and $800,000 an acre. So, the value of these lands increased dramatically overnight as a result of the government's intervention. The directors of the shell company and the parent company have donated tens of thousands of dollars to the Ontario Conservative Party. And something we just uncovered recently, which was not in the email that I sent out yesterday or the letter to the Auditor General, is that the lobbyist for the Verde Alliance, which is the parent company, is the former executive assistant to the premier, Doug Ford.
Oh my gosh.
you have a lot of connections to the government on this. You have land that the city never wanted to develop because it was high quality of farmland, land that was never included in their urban expansion plans, mysteriously added by the minister at the 11th hour after tens of thousands of donations and lobbying from the former executive assistant to the premier. So, as I said, this all looks a lot like what happened with the Greenbelt. It feels that way. And that's why I've written to the Auditor General asking him to investigate this situation with a particular focus on this parcel in Orleans.
So you haven't heard back yet, I presume, from the Auditor General?
I received a letter from the Auditor General and I spoke to him on the telephone, and the Auditor General confirmed that if there was an opportunity to look at this parcel as part of an adjacent investigation that he may be pursuing, that he would be open to doing that.
So there's an adjacent investigation going on as well?
Well, the Auditor General doesn't like to announce which investigations he's doing necessarily.
Okay.
But I took his response and our subsequent phone call would be very positive.
Well, that's really interesting. I was going to ask you if you knew who the lobbyist was, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, so I don't have his name right in front of me, but if you search the lobbyist registry for Verde Alliance, two names will show up, and one of the names that shows up is the former executive assistant.
Well, that's really, really interesting. Please keep us updated on this matter. It's for people, and of course, you know our coverage area, which is Carlsbad Springs and Vars and Orleans and Russell Township, and development and the way development is approved has been, I would say, it's our number one issue that people want to hear about.
It's definitely been a hot button. I'm well aware. And, I think at the end of the day, look, most homes in Orleans or in kind of growth areas, whether that's, Carlsbad Springs is close to Flint Lake Creek and anything that's happening in Russell as well. But most new neighborhoods at some point in time were farms, right? That's just the reality of it. My house where I live was a farm 20 years ago. And so, that is typically how development has happened. But if we want to be able to feed ourselves as a society, not tomorrow or next week or even 5 or 10 years from now, but, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, if we want our grandkids to be able to feed themselves, we need to protect the highest quality farmland. In the east end of Ottawa, we're right up against the border of that. Like, there's not a lot of land left to move into that's not, like, super high quality farmland. And so the city's decision to protect it was the right one, because there are other lands in the region that can be built on that aren't, where the land isn't as good for farming. Mm-hmm. And to have that decision reversed by the minister after, political, what appears to be political interference and insider information is very disturbing. And, everyone's going through a tough time right now. Prices are up. Families are feeling the pinch, just to buy groceries and do the basics of life. Even people who have well-paying jobs are finding it harder and harder to get those little extras that used to be the reward for having worked hard. And when you hear that people who are already rich are getting inside information so they become even richer, that I think strikes a chord with people.
Well, yes,
right? People that don't need multi-millionaires don't need inside information so they can become even bigger multi-millionaires.
Well, and that's
especially
the appearance.
Especially when families are struggling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, like with them, and it's the same with the Taywin development. That's been the reaction of many people. It's like, why is one of the richest companies in Ottawa, you know, going to get even richer at the expense of farmland and rural communities? And, you know, and it seems to be the pattern, right? Like if a developer wants somehow a decision is made in Toronto, which is, you know, hundreds of miles away, that has a negative impact on people who are here without even the minister even coming to look at the place.
Yeah. And, you know, as we know now, Ottawa and Eastern Ontario doesn't even have a minister in the Conservative Ford governments anymore, right? So in Ottawa, we have three government members. If you broaden that out to Eastern Ontario, I think it's like six or seven or eight. There are lots of people that could be given the responsibility of being the minister responsible for the National Capital Region. And instead of doing that, the government's just decided to let us flap in the wind. Which is why we're not, you know, which is why decisions like this can happen, but which is also why we're not seeing the same level of investment in our communities as you see in Toronto and southwestern Ontario.
Right. Yeah, that's a whole other issue that we could talk about someday.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Okay, well, we're pretty much out of time. Is there anything you want to add before we sign off?
No, just thank you for continuing to be interested in what's happening at Queen's Park and how it affects our community back home, and look forward to chatting with you again sometime soon.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Okay. I'm Candace Vetter. This is Local First. I've been speaking with MPP Stephen Blais about a perceived land grab that he is asking the Auditor General to investigate. CGRO Radio, last on the dial, first for local news.